Hello there, and welcome to Podcaster Plus, the podcast offering tips and tricks to simplify and automate your podcast. Find all the episodes at podcasterplus.com/show. Today's episode tackles the question, should I create a website for my podcast? The short answer is a resounding yes, but let's delve into the reasons why. As always, I'm going to chunk the podcast into different sections, and section one is beyond the podcast platforms. Many podcasts rely solely on podcast hosting platforms and social media to reach their audience. While these are essential for distribution, they're not really sufficient. Think of your podcast hosting platform a bit like a storefront. It displays your product, your podcast episodes in effect, but it doesn't tell your brand story. It doesn't build a community or offer additional engagement opportunities. A website is your dedicated online space, your digital headquarters, if you like, where you can fully control the narrative and build a deeper connection with your listeners. Section two, the SEO advantage. Search engine optimization, or SEO for short, is crucial for discoverability. While podcast directories help, they don't offer the same level of SEO control as a website. A well-optimized website allows you to target specific keywords related to your podcast niche, improving your ranking in search engine results pages. This means more organic traffic, more potential listeners, and ultimately, more growth for your podcast. You can also leverage blog posts, transcripts, and show notes on your website to further boost your SEO. Section 3, engagement and community building. A website transforms your podcast from a one-way broadcast to a two-way conversation. It provides a platform for listeners to interact through comments, contact forms, and email newsletters. This can foster a sense of community around your show, increase listener loyalty and engagement. You can also offer exclusive content such as bonus episodes or behind-the-scenes glimpses to reward your most dedicated listeners. Section 4, monetization opportunities. A website opens up a world of monetization possibilities. Whilst you can monetize through ads on podcast platforms, a website allows for more diverse revenue streams. You can sell merchandise, offer premium content through subscriptions, or partner with sponsors more effectively. The website becomes a central hub for all your monetization efforts, making it easier to track your progress and optimize your strategies. Section 5, branding and professionalism. A dedicated website projects professionalism and enhances your brand identity. It allows you to showcase your podcast's unique personality and aesthetic, creating a cohesive brand experience for all your listeners. You can control the design, you can control the messaging, and overall feel of your online presence. This ensures it aligns perfectly with your podcast's vision. It creates a more memorable and impactful brand experience for your listeners. Section 6, addressing concerns. Some podcasters hesitate due to the perceived technical challenges of building a website. However, many user-friendly website builders cater specifically to podcasters requiring minimal technical expertise. These platforms offer pre-designed templates and intuitive interfaces, making the process straightforward and manageable. And whilst we're on the subject, why not check out podcasterplus.com? It's a WordPress plugin which enables you to make your website very, very quickly and seamlessly. So in conclusion, section 7. A website is not just an optional extra for your podcast. It's a vital component for growth, engagement, and success. It enhances your SEO, fosters community, unlocks monetization opportunities, and strengthens your brand. Don't let the perceived technical hurdles hold you back. Embrace the power of a dedicated podcast website and watch your podcast flourish. So there you go. That's what I've got for you this time around. Thank you very much for tuning into the Podcaster Plus podcast. You can find it at podcasterplus.com/show. And we'll see you next time for some more tips and tricks to simplify and automate your podcast.